Hello, this is Allie from Earth to Allie on Reddit and Twitter, and this is another installment in the series for science. And today I'm going to review the Magic Wand Plus. This is a corded, meaning plug-in, wand vibrator that has variable speeds. Currently on Amazon, it costs $52. And a magic wand comes in three different versions or models. There's the original one, which is the same price. It is also corded, but there is only two speeds. The one I have is the middle grade, which is as well corded and has four speeds. And then the third model, called the rechargeable, is cordless and can be used while plugged in charging. And also has variable speeds, and that costs $85 on Amazon. Depending on which site you go to, there are many price differences in this toy, so I can post the link I used to help you find it. The reason why I chose to review this toy, the Magic Wand Plus, was because I've heard a lot about it and never tried it. And I just thought this is kind of a staple of sex toys. This is like what I'm calling your grandmother's vibrator. I thought I really need to know about this since I'm doing a series on sex toys. The Magic Wand is also on every list of best wand vibrators I've seen online. If you're looking for a wand vibrator, this will be a recommendation. It is still tried and true since it was first put in the market in the 1960s. Also, I thought it was important to review this toy because the shape is iconic. It's kind of a symbol of sex positive, sexual freedom, a really important feminist symbol. I also was searching for different types of sex toys online, and I came across this article called A Brief History of the Magic Wand in Cosmopolitan. And I linked the article to the Reddit post. It was really interesting. This article talked about how Hitachi first put the product on the market with the intended use, and how the off-label use became more and more popular and synonymous with the toy. Another thing I found interesting within the article was how it led to women starting up sex toy businesses, owning their own sexuality and encouraging others to learn more about their own. A big part of this toy is that it's known to be loud. Again, this is a toy originating from the 1960s, and the intended use was a muscle massager. So I'm going to turn on the Magic Wand Plus and have you hear it. There are three buttons on the toy. There's the power button, underneath is a plus button, and underneath that is a negative button. So I'm going to turn on the power button. That is the first level. On is level one. I'm going to press the plus button. That's level two. That's level three. And that's level four. And as you keep pressing the plus button, there's little lights indicating which level you're on. And then nothing else happens when I press the plus button again. So if I press the minus button, it took me down to level 3, 2, and then 1. If you notice, level 1 is the lowest because it's going the slowest speed. Level 1 is kind of a deeper rumble, as level 4 is kind of like a buzz because it's going so fast. Holding it at level 4 just in my hand, which I'm doing now, it doesn't feel pleasant. I don't even want to hold it in my hand for that long. All right, I'm going to turn it off now. The whole body of the toy shook as I turned it off. It was pretty cool to watch. Also, I want to talk about the cord. The cord, I think, is 6 feet long. And what I thought was interesting when I first saw the toy is that it's a cord that is attached to the toy can be removed by pressing the button on the bottom and taken out. And then it could just be popped right back in. It won't work if the cord is not plugged in. What I thought was interesting about that is while reading the article, I read that you shouldn't wrap the cord around the toy. It's not a proper way to store the toy. And I think this feature right here to remove the cord is to encourage people not to do that. I also want to say from reading the article, this toy was a body massager and created to be one. And because of that, it was made as an appliance, not a sex toy. And if you look at certain sex toys now, it says for novelty use in the description or in the fine print. So the expectation on the market is that it may not last long, while as the magic wand is marketed as an appliance. So it's meant to last a very long time. There are magic wands from the 60s that still work today. And I think with that, I will move on to the second part of the series, which is the experiment, while I will attempt to use the magic wand. If you want to go directly to my review and skip the experiment, just go back to the Reddit post and click on review and conclusion. Thanks. Bye.